the Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, the one and only show where two lifelong nerds, MG
and Red Bear,
we talk about nerdy and geeky stuff, and we're going to do that again. We're sorry about last week.
We're going to nerd all over you.
Contact nerdum. I think you said that a while back. I still use it. Contact nerdum.
Good job.
We were out last week because I was sick. I was actually really, really sick. I'm still not completely well. So what we're hoping to do is we're going to double up on the music and we're going to throw some news at you.
Hopefully we can keep your voice going.
Hopefully. I'm doing all right now.
But I got an iron lung over here. I'll keep it up.
As the night progresses, it may falter a little bit. So if I start wheezing and whatever, we might have to just cut that out.
I'll plug in the iron lung. We'll be fine.
Anyway, we have a website where all of our audio and all of our blogs and everything is online. What is the website, Bear?
As always, it is exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're still working on a new phrase.
No quarters required is stupid.
I know. I get that. That's from the old one. So for people out there that listen to the show all the time and listen to KSLU all the time, you may hear a new sweeper coming on the radio. Hey. We've got our own KSLU's own Matthew Doyle, who runs the sold-out show right before our show. He put together this awesome sweeper. So congratulations and thank you again.
That's pretty amazing.
Congratulations to us. Thank you, Matthew Doyle. Anyway, we are
I'd like to thank me.
I'd like to think, we couldn't have a sweeper without the show.
Oh, absolutely.
We couldn't have a show without
Matt
us.
Matt just had to do all the work.
That's it. I mean, we were here, and then he did
it. That was the hard part.
Yeah. We are on social media as well. You can go to the launch page for social media. This is exppoints.com/social. You can see our Facebook and our Twitter and all that other stuff. We also have a PayPal and a Patreon. We don't get a lot from those, but you know what? Any little bit helps or whatever.
Yeah, I like to eat every now and then.
That's really, really good. We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back and we're going to get it going. We're going to start big. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons and The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Love that song. You're hearing it here exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. We're rocking it. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Before that, The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. It's true.
We pretty much have.
It sort of happened, yeah.
I mean, hack the planet.
Hack the planet. It sort of happened a while back, actually. So, I mean, we had
in case y'all didn't realize yet. So that's
you were
the problem. I think the layman didn't know.
The layman.
Yeah, they didn't know that they've been hacked.
All the people, all those gardeners out there didn't know. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did this past week. Bear, in keeping with tradition, what did you do last week?
Last week, I loaded up my van,
went
to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida?
Florida, all the way on the East Coast.
There's a Jackson, Mississippi.
Jacksonville, Florida, okay. Much further away.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Did you get caught with tornadoes or bad weather that we got caught with here?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
even
wow.
Before that, y'all got caught
with it. What were you doing in Jacksonville?
So, Rockville was happening.
Rockville.
With Slayer, Slash, Marilyn Manson, Korn, all kinds of crazy. Breaking Ben was there.
Breaking Benjamin, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Hailstorm.
Hailstorm.
Was there a hailstorm at Hailstorm's concert?
I don't think we got hail, but we were the first day of the concert shut down because a tornado touched down 3 blocks from the venue.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
And they're like, everyone go to safety.
Was it like a big field?
Yeah.
How do they measure blocks in a field?
Well, no, like in the city blocks. It was like three.
Oh,
like it was
I
the,
see.
It's the football stadium out there, and then the downtown begins.
I got
and there's
you.
Like a river, and like touchdown in the river. And so, like, everyone go to safety. We're like, where's safety exactly?
There's a tornado down by the river.
Right. There's a tornado that way.
Chris
and there's
Farley.
Water that way. I don't know where to go. So everyone like ended up just standing under the overpass.
Obviously, you're not a ghost, so I mean it
Yeah,
works.
I survived. Went to Marilyn Manson. First time he's been able to perform there in years.
Very cool.
Because he apparently ticked off Florida's Finest, and they broke
his
jaw.
I can't imagine why, how Marilyn Manson would
Piss off anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he expressed his feelings. There was a lot of cops at that show. It was amazing.
Yeah. Very cool.
And made it all the way back to Tallahassee before the van blew up.
Oh, the Red Bear van blew up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the Baronator blew up.
What happened?
I believe the transmission's dead.
You're not a mechanic, though.
No, I'm not a mechanic.
You're sort of a mechanic, like a car
nut. Well, like, I work on cars, but, like, it's a problem with the transmission. I'm going to have to rip it off and see exactly what's going on.
I remember riding.
Probably have to rebuild it.
For those that don't know, the Bear Van, we need to get a picture of the Bear Van on the site.
Okay.
The Bear Van, the Baronator, is this awesome conversion van He was showing me the van for the first time, and he was like, "You want to see the engine?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he took off the thing on the inside of the van that's like right next to my feet in like the console area above, like below the cassette player and the CD player. He takes it off, and there's like the engine right there, and there's just heat pouring into the van now. And I'm thinking, this is a thing that exists. This is a real thing.
You're sitting right next to the engine, bro.
Yeah, we're sitting right next to the engine. If it throws a rod,
warm your coffee on it.
That's apparently that's like a thing. We could anyway. So I'm sorry to hear that that happened.
It happens. So we made it. We survived.
The Baronator.
We survived.
The Baronator got back though. We got it back.
I have some very wonderful parents who decided they're retired and want to go to Tallahassee.
They're wonderful because of you.
Oh, that's what it is. I've spent years training them to be wonderful.
That's it. Wow. So did you do anything else? Did you do anything video game related? I know you're doing the health thing.
No, still doing the health thing. So my gaming rig is in storage.
I know. I read that on your blog. Yeah.
So that's why you don't hear too much on the gaming end from me. I forgot. There's a name of a board game. I'll get it to Matt so he can put it in the show notes. I played the other day where you explore this haunted house.
Okay.
And then like.
Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
No, it's a board game.
Oh.
But
it was a boring game, in my opinion. Sorry, Luigi.
That hurts. Poor Luigi. Anyway. He never gets a spotlight. Anyway, at some point, the haunt happens, and one of the people in the party is a traitor.
Oh.
And the story completely changes, and it's really awesome. Then you try to survive and get out.
Very cool. So it's like some weird horror clue.
Right, kind of. Well, it's not really clue, but like what happened in our haunt is we all got shrunk to like the size of a mouse.
Okay.
And a cat was loose in the house. And so we're running away from the cat, and you had to get to a toy airplane and escape through a window.
Wow. So it's like the littles. Like, effectively, it's the littles.
Like,
the,
I want to say there's like 50 haunts that can happen, and that's just the one that happened to happen.
Awesome.
And yeah, spoilers, we all died.
The cat's got
actually,
us.
No, I didn't die because I was stuck in the basement with no way out of the basement. And I found the toy plane.
So you will die.
So all my character actually knew was that he shrunk, found a toy plane, and flew around the basement.
Wow.
And I didn't even know nothing was wrong.
So the cat wasn't in the basement.
No, because no one could get to the basement because I got there with a mythical elevator. But once you're tiny, you can't use the elevator anymore.
Oh, okay.
So there was no passage to the basement.
Interesting. So
that was fun. That's what I did.
You kind of got dead end in that game.
Yeah. Like I had all the stuff.
Well,
that they needed. So everyone else died, and I just flew around in my airplane.
Awesome. At least you had a couple moments of interesting life.
I like
left to
just think that my guy loved it and was having a great time, and then slowly over years realized that. He can't get out, and
I guess at least if there's like a couple of crumbs,
or maybe he survives in the basement, based like crumbs and just whatever he can find.
Well, at that point, like when you're shrunk, like do you think that everyone in the world is shrunk, or is it just everyone in this crazy house that you're in for some reason?
Yeah,
well that's cool.
That's a fun game. I'll get the name of it so we can put in the show notes. I highly recommend checking it out.
Awesome. Yeah, I do want to play more board games because it's I like the Settlers of Catan, Longest Train, and I like a lot of the classic. I feel like they're classic, you know. It's not like Monopoly or Sorry or anything like Trouble or whatever. But, I do like some board games. I realize I don't play a lot of the card games like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity. Right. Like they just, I don't feel the appeal. Even Munchkin, and I like Munchkin.
Munchkin is fun. Drunk Quest is one of my favorites.
Drunk Quest. I feel like there's a bunch of an influx of these card games all of a sudden. And again, like growing up, I played Apples to Apples or whatever. And then there's
I never found the appeal of that game.
It's just I guess it's the people that you have to be around. And Apples to Apples is probably the nicest thing to play with. The nicest fun thing to play with mixed crowd of people.
I guess it's a mixed crowd, and like anyone can pick it up because there's like no rules.
Yeah. You have to. And the thing is, you have to find. You have to get in. You have to have a good group to play any of these games with. Because if you have one sour, ignore the pun, one sour apple in the group, in the bushel of apples, you're gonna have a bad time. You're not gonna have a good experience. So, I do want to get sort of a nerd night started where we maybe play a couple board games, a card game, maybe some D&D, like a little bit of D&D or something. I'd like to try to get back into it.
I tell you, like that game that I was playing with the Haunted Game or whatever. Yeah. I get into character, and so I RP that very hard, and it's great when you're with a group of people that also do that. It's just more fun.
Yep, I agree.
You can play pretend as an adult.
Very cool.
I believe that was an early D&D advertisement that was like, if you're going to pretend to be an elf in your basement, you might as well do it with friends.
Nice. That's a good, interesting way. I'm going to say good in an interesting way.
I think it was like one of the first ads.
Well, cool. Yeah. I did a little more video game stuff.
Yay for Matt.
Were you finished? I'm sorry. I didn't cut you off. I actually started playing some games. I'm babysitting a friend's PC. He said, hey, could you...
So what does babysitting a PC entail? Do you have to walk it?
No. He really asked. He said, hey, could you take a look at my computer? I have all my games installed on it, and everything's good, but it seems slow, so could you, like, clean it up? And I said, yeah, sure. You know, and he's a good friend of mine. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll clean it up. I get his computer and I clean it up and he's like, hey, I can't come and pick it up yet. But if you want to, you know, log in and if you see some games you want to play. And I'm thinking, psh, does he know who I am?
Do you know me?
Do you know what my Steam score is? My Steam value is? He's like, if you see any games, you know, and you want to play them, then fine. And I realize he had like a lot of games that I don't have, like the Borderlands pre-sequel, Tales from the Borderlands, Wolfenstein, the new Wolfenstein game that came out. And then Sims 4. And so I start playing all of these games because I own a lot of the other games he has. I played Tales from Borderlands. It's the Telltale Games point-and-click adventure game sort of thing. It's like The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, and Back to the Future offering. The Wolf Among Us is another thing that they've done. And that's pretty good. And I started playing the Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and I talked so much crap about that game early on, thinking that, all right, 2K Australia is just getting the same engine that the other games have had, and that's fine, but one, this is not the next-gen Borderlands game. They're putting a lot of hokey stuff in it, like low-gravity moon shoes, you know, oxygen.
You do realize that Borderlands is a whole bunch of hokey stuff. That's
right.
Kind of the point.
But like, the difference was it was a completely different studio that was doing it. And it wasn't even, it was canon, but it was like loosely canon or whatever. That's, again, I judged it.
Calm down, you're a loose canon, son.
I judged it by its cover alone, by what everyone else was saying. Having actually
that
played
it. That
happens a lot. By having played it, though, I will say I was completely wrong. It's a really, really fun game. It is quality, supreme quality, really, really nice. I will end up buying it when I give this computer back to my friend. Along with Wolfenstein, the New Order, I played a little bit of it.
I think the last one I played was Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
That's an amazing game. I really like that. And that's actually on Steam for you to buy. I think it's very, very cheap. I played the New Order, and it's really nice. Graphics are great. BJ Blazkowicz looks like an awesome guy to play. I mean, he's rocking and jocking. Again, it's a very beautiful game, and I like that sort of that fake history sort of aspect of it. Like in World War II, the Nazis
fictional history.
Yeah. The
historical fiction.
Well, so the Nazis were doing. It's kind of like Hellboy. And it's more on that later. But I mean, you have like the Hellboy universe where the Nazis did a lot of this like black, you know, arts type of stuff and crazy demonic this or that and crazy mechanical this and that. And the Nazis really were experimenting with all that stuff. But
they're the reasons we have our stealth technology.
Right. But like all the stuff in these video games that didn't come to fruition.
Yeah.
But they were on like that was what the Nazis were working on. It's really cool to like explore what could have happened or this fake universe in these games. And Wolfenstein and the New Order does a really good job. You know, it's like it blends a fictional universe in the future like Killzone into World War II as if it was like commonplace. It was supposed to be there. And it's really, really good. I get a good feeling. It's a fun game. Again, it's not a deep game, but it's not trying to be.
Well,
and then I actually picked up some game, another game. Again, I played a lot of games when I was sick.
I mean, that tends to happen.
I played Cave Story. And that is a...
Oh, wow. I forgot about Cave
Story.
That
is a game that I have seen, and I played the Linux port for. I was doing a RetroPie a while back.
Okay, yeah.
I played a little bit of Cave Story. I never got into it because I never spent any more time. I was in the middle of doing the big project. I didn't get to focus on the tiny things like Cave Story. And then the problem with that logic is that Cave Story is not a tiny thing. It's an amazing game. It is a really, really fun game. After the 5 or 10 minutes of playing it, there's a ton of charm. There's a ton of you know, it grabs influences from a lot of games like, you know, Classic Metroid and a bunch of other games like that. So that's fresh on my playlist. There's actually a Humble Bundle deal for $5. You can get the game Cave Story Plus. And it's Steam. It's on Steam, activatable and DRM free. Very, very cool game. So I actually got to play a lot of games. And I plan on – I also got to do a little bit more work on the other two offerings from Experience Points that we were talking about, namely Double Jump, which is going to be hopefully our 2 times a week kind of micro podcast that we're doing. Sort of a complimentary thing. Yeah, I work on the web presence right now.
Okay.
And then past that, sort of a separate thing that I'm envisioning it, something like Video Game Rewind or Classic Video Game Rewind, something where we play older games and kind of, it'd be more of a Let's Play series.
I got you.
You know, or whatever. There's something, and again, I talked about it in the previous show about spinning up the apartment. You know, getting the band back together.
I'm ready. I am ready for that.
I've got all the DLC installed that we had previously. And I checked the stats, and I don't know how it happened because I haven't played a lot of Rock Band when we weren't living together.
Right.
But we are now in between 4th and 5th percent worldwide.
We went up?
We went up from 8 to 9. Now we are in 4th to 5th percent. That either means that they pruned some old accounts or whatever. Because I have logged in every now and then and played a song or two. But it's just a lot to lug the equipment out there and mess with stuff. But apparently we did so well, and
so
we kept that.
When's
up.
Our first world tour?
I don't know. We gotta work on that. But that's what I did last week. Again, I don't want to keep this segment too long. But that's what I did last week. So
it sounds really like good. You had a very productive sick week.
Yeah, it was a very productive.
I just
sick
went and
week.
Rocked out with Marilyn Manson.
See, I rocked out. I think I played two or three songs. I tried singing one, and that's when I realized I'm actually really sick.
No, you're really sick. Yeah. Wow.
We're going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other stuff. This is Deranged by Coheed and Cambria off of, I believe this is the Arkham Asylum. Or, no, this is off the Arkham City soundtrack about the Joker and the Batman from Coheed and Cambria. One of my favorite bands, Coheed and Cambria, Deranged.
Absolutely.
And then after that, Critical Hit by No More Kings. You're hearing it here exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
This city's lost its hope. I repeat, I boast. The strange will walk alone. It's critical.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just
still
heard. I was like, are you okay? Did you have a stroke?
I had to check. You scared me.
It's currently.
I wasn't sure if something changed and I'm different.
9:30 p.m. It's still Red Bear, everyone.
I am now Red Dragon.
You just. Wow. Wow. You.
I evolved.
Red Lion instead of Red Dog.
Red Lion. Snoop Lion.
That's it. You just heard Critical Hit by No More Kings. Really like No More Kings. They're very poppy, like Maroon 5 Geeks or whatever. Before that, Deranged by Coheed and Cambria.
Next on our top 40 hits.
That's it. That's what we are now. We're going to skip our retro segment section, and we're going to talk about some news.
Important news.
Some important news. So much so that we're going to talk about it.
Good cause.
Over the week, or the previous week, I think Monday maybe, we got some rather disturbing news. And actually, about a week ago, we got some worse news. And again, we were going to talk about it. I was going to blog about it. But the sickness, I was down with
You're down with the sickness?
Yeah.
I was worried about all the beautiful people.
Oh, right. Currently, there we go. Context. We're going to take you through a timeline of what's been kind of going on. Right. So back March 19th, we got wind as a gaming community, as the journalistic, gaming community. We got wind that Hideo Kojima, who is responsible for Metal Gear Solid,
kind of a big name,
Snatcher,
in
Police Knots. Yeah, he's a
kind
big,
of, just a little,
a big director, and upcoming Silent Hills, which was the playable PT demo we talked about a while back, starring Norman Reedus and co-directing, I think, Guillermo del Toro, who did Pacific Rim, Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy series.
All wonderful films.
Yeah, really, really good films. Anyway, an inside source at Konami told, I think GameSpot broke the story, told them that Hideo Kojima was going to be leaving Konami after September 1st, which September 1st is when The Phantom Pain, Metal Gear Solid 5, is released.
Very sad news.
So it'll be their last one. But we didn't have anything concrete, right?
Right.
March 20th, the very next day, Konami sort of announced that they were already starting to work on the next Metal Gear Solid game. And then they followed up with, it would be not a sequel, but a follow-up to Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Now, whether that means it's a direct follow-up or just kind of something additional, like the next Metal Gear Solid, whatever that game is.
In other words, the series will continue.
The series will continue.
Not in the...
But they haven't given us anything. They just said the series will continue, and then they added in that they wanted a new team to do it.
So that's interesting.
Fresh talent to work on the early in development game. Okay,
I like how they phrase it. Fresh talent.
Just
new blood.
However, that again, sometimes
that's a good spin.
Sometimes the Japanese they don't translate very well what they're saying or whatever, because again, they're a very downplayed society and very humbled society. They don't read a lot about what is they don't read into what they're saying.
Right.
They just say what they say, and that's it.
Wow. But I wish that some more people would do that.
Right. Well, in America,
We have a lot of context to what we're saying, and
right.
Undertones and overtones. And
they didn't realize that saying that they wanted fresh talent meant that, something's really wrong. So later that day, hours after they posted that statement, Kojima said, quote, "I want to reassure fans that I am 100% involved and we'll continue working on Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. I'm determined to make it the greatest game I've directed to date. Don't miss it," end quote. So they pretty much said, hey, listen, we're already starting to work on this other game, and we're looking for new people to do it, but to work on it. But, you know, Hideo Kojima, the guy you've trusted the entire time, he's in charge of this one. He's 100% involved, which is what anybody could hope for.
That's the biggest concern,
honestly. Don't miss it. Well, yeah, because this game, I'm looking forward to this game. You know, if you kick David Hayter out of Snake's voice seat to go with, what's his face? I can't remember his name, but started with an S. I can't remember.
That other guy
from, he was in, what was it? Young Guns. I can't remember. And the Lost Boys.
Wow.
Anyway,
I don't know. I'm just going to believe you.
Anyway, at least you know he's still involved. All right, so 5 days after that, March 25th.
Get ready.
There's Kojima Station, which is the Hideo Kojima or Kojima
Japanese
Productions TV station or whatever.
Right, right.
And I think it's also like an internet station or whatever. That's sort of off the air now. Interesting. The plot thickens, as it were. So it's come to this. March 31st, Silent Hills and PT website removes the Kojima Productions logo.
Now it's getting real.
The Metal Gear Solid websites had already removed the Kojima Productions, which is the fox hound sort of logo. It's the fox jumping over the circle. It says Kojima Productions. It had already removed that logo, that branding from their websites. It still has Konami. The websites are still up. But if you look, you won't find that logo anywhere. Silent Hills and the PT websites removed that logo on March 31st. So fast forward almost a month to last week, a week ago exactly, April 22nd. I'm sorry, not April 22nd, April 26th. So a couple days.
Timeline.
A couple days ago, I'm sorry.
It's all the time traveling we do.
That's it. I have terrible handwriting. So April 26th, the PlayStation 4 teaser for Silent Hills PT, which we talked about again, it was Norman Reedus and all that stuff, it's being removed soon. Konami specifically announced that the playable teaser, PT, playable teaser, Silent Hills will be removed from the PlayStation Store Wednesday, today. So
I don't know if it's already gone. I don't have a PlayStation.
I don't know if it's already gone. I have it downloaded. I don't know if it's already gone, but it will be gone.
Let me know if you can play it tonight whenever you get home.
Okay, I'll do that. It is going to be done, whether or not it will be workable or if it will no longer work, if it has to do some authentication or whatever, that's kind of up in the air.
I'm depending on you to let me
to
know,
test
to
this.
Experiment.
To 1201. I'll have to see when PlayStation Store updates, because maybe they update the next day or whatever. So unfortunately, you're thinking, oh, they're taking down a demo, okay, no big deal. That doesn't necessarily mean there's a problem. That just means
the demo time's up.
The demo time's up.
That happens.
Until the next day rolls around, April 27th, so 2 days ago, Silent Hill is officially canceled by Konami. And Konami confirms it. So
I was honestly looking forward to the
Silent Hills looked really good.
Like crashing your place and playing it.
Especially if it was going to be first person. If that was just sort of a tech demo sort of thing, that would have been cool too. But if it would have been first person, that would have been great. Norman Reedus is, I guess you'd want Norman Reedus as a model, like as a third person model to make sure, like, hey, yeah, we got the guy from Walking Dead. We got Daryl, you know.
He's there.
They'll have to find a crossbow at some point. Right. Though, even though Silent Hills is canceled, Konami has said, though, it will, quote, continue to develop the Silent Hill series. So we're not done with Silent Hill.
Just this instance, this idea.
So we may get Guillermo del Toro. This is probably something from, the fact that Hideo Kojima will be leaving.
I'm sure it
you
is.
You know, that's something that will happen.
He's going to leave. They're going to have to get their footing and figure out where they're going.
I don't know if I've actually said that before all of this came about. It was confirmed that Hideo Kojima, or it hasn't been confirmed by Konami that he is leaving, that I know of. But
all signs point to yes.
All signs point to yes. And this is sort of yet another one. New team on Metal Gear Solid 6 or whatever the next version is. The fact that Silent Hills is canceled and Hideo Kojima was directly related to that. The fact that Kojima Productions logo has been removed from everything.
I was going to say, when the logo's removed, I think that's kind of a separation.
Right. But the plot thickens. The plot thickens. And this isn't so much relating to that, but it could just be sort of a something that we see later on. Konami has officially delisted voluntarily. It wasn't forced or whatever. They delisted itself from the New York Stock Exchange, which isn't such a big deal. 99
plus. Sounds like a big thing, but follow up with why it's not.
99.7% from the latest statistics. 99.7% of the company's common stock is traded in Japan and the United Kingdom. It's not even traded in the U.S.
So they don't really make any money off of it. There's no reason.
They cost money. It costs money to list it.
Yeah.
But in a couple days, probably, I think, 9 or 10 days. I can't remember how many days are in April. But 9 or 10 days from now, Konami will report the earnings for the latest financial quarter. So we're going to see exactly how they're doing. And then, of course, back down in September, we're going to get the latest version of Metal Gear Solid. So we're going to get Phantom Pain released. We've got Konami or Kojima until that time. And the interesting thing is, you know, the next game he works on may not be with Konami.
Right.
Because, I mean, a while back, I think he was taken off of the vice president's list or whatever of Konami, like the VP, CEO, whatever of whatever, along with Konami Productions completely being removed. So maybe they're dissolving Konami Production or Kojima Productions.
Right.
Maybe they're doing a lot of stuff. I'm sad to see this because you see something like this happen fairly recently with Kenji Inafune with Capcom,
right?
The creator of Mega Man.
And then what was the Kickstarter you did?
He did Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9.
That is coming out September 15th.
Get excited,
get
hyped.
They recently announced that. Though there's some weird thing with that. We'll get to that in a little bit. Ooh. But what do you think? Because I mean, it's, you know, when all signs point to bad, maybe it's bad.
You know, in life, I'm starting to learn that when all signs point to bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, if it swims like a duck, quacks like a duck, and you've at least established you have an aquatic creature that quacks.
That's it. It's unfortunate because I love Metal Gear Solid. It's one of my favorite. It may be my favorite game series. I've played every one of the games. I've really mastered.
For you, it's probably between Metal Gear and Mega Man.
Yeah, and well, you know what? Mega Man X7 had a really bad. X7. Yeah, X7 was bad actually. Hmm? Mega Man and the Mega Man X. I can't remember what it was called. The assault mission or whatever. Command mission. The command assault or whatever it was. The 3D ones that out of the X series. They've done some bad things with Mega Man.
Well, what about the VR missions for?
I like VR missions.
You did?
Yeah, because it was the training missions. You know, yeah. there were these own, you know, and there's always been these goofy things in the Metal Gear Solid games, like a photo gallery where you had like the sexiest models of the game characters, and you know, and you just got to take pictures of them, and that's a very Japanese thing. You know, it's a very interesting kind of fan service sort of thing where the personal bend over, and it's a PlayStation 1 model, guys. Come on, I mean, what are you really getting out of that? But it was neat.
How many times did you shove Lara Croft into the corner of the cave?
I did that. There's a camera with picture around. I did that. And the new model's great. You know, you could see them triangles. It's kind of unfortunate.
He's more polygons.
It's kind of unfortunate that this is something that's happening, and it may be voluntary. Because for a long time, again, it's like they even made this joke back when Metal Gear Solid 3 came out. Who was going to direct the next Metal Gear Solid game? Because Hideo Kojima says, I'm done with the Metal Gear Solid series.
So maybe he's just, looking for retirement at this point.
Well, I don't think, because he's a young guy.
Don't think
he's pretty young. I mean, he's like 40.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he's just done.
Maybe he's done. Maybe he just doesn't want to do Metal Gear Solid anymore. I would love to see a new Police Knots or a new Snatchers game. That would be fantastic. Maybe, you know, a new realization of that. It's because, I mean, every game in the Metal Gear Solid series takes something from his previous games.
Right.
That's fantastic. I really love it because, you know, it's on the surface, like a brand new Metal Gear Solid fan that's playing Metal Gear Solid or his games for the very first time looks at it and goes, oh, that's really cool. For a long-term fan, someone who's owned Snatchers or may still own a Snatchers game for Sega CD, which is very expensive, by the way. Don't get rid of it, people. Or the original Police Knots. You know,
he's not making out of the parking lot.
You right? I wish I owned it. But I mean, you know, you've played those games and you see the common characters.
Yeah.
And you go, that's awesome. That's awesome they did that.
Continuous story arc.
Well, not even a continuous story arc. It's like you cherry pick the best things and you introduce them in a new way, and you go, I know where you came from. I know where the Metal Gear Solid, the little Mark II that's in Metal Gear Solid 4, that's from Snatchers. Meryl from Metal Gear Solid is really Meryl from Police Knots. I mean, it's just this awesome.
You can just see the connections.
Yeah, you can see the connections, and it's really, really good. So I hope it's going to come out, you know, not terrible. I hope the next Metal Gear Solid is not Metal Gear Rising.
I believe he's going to try to go out with a bang, so.
I expect Metal Gear Solid 5 to be amazing. I don't pre-order games because you could just get them anytime you want.
Pre-ordering is not really a thing anymore.
Games are
a billion-dollar
industry. You don't need to pre-order anything anymore.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I don't pre-order the games, but if I did, I would have pre-ordered this one. Especially when people are like, I pre-order games on like Steam. The only reason to pre-order games on Steam is to like preload it. But anyway, I think you should just preload games for fun anyway. Are you done? You have anything else?
I'm done, man.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to cut to two songs. The future for us, good segue. The future for us immediately is going to be Airbrushed by Anamanaguchi and 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still experience points, but we're all out of time. You just heard 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore, and before that, Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi Bear. Before we head out, we're still going to have some music at the end, so don't freak out.
Don't worry about the music. It's coming.
You know, what is that website where they can go to watch all of our stuff, all the videos, all the audios, all the bloggios?
All the bloggios?
All the bloggios.
Oh, man. Well, you can go to exppoints.comio, double tap that P.
Comio is, it sounds like a communist website.
Can we get that extension?
I don't think that's a real extension. Com.io.
Com.io.
That might be a thing. If you want to check out our social media offerings, you could also go to exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page for Twitter, Facebook, and all that other stuff. Like us, subscribe us, join us, follow us, do
be
whatever you have to
be. Us.
Be one of us.
One of us.
There's also PayPal and Patreon if you want to give us money to do fun stuff. Catch us back next week. We promise we'll be here, provided we don't get hit with another tornado at 9 to 10 next Wednesday. Make sure you're here. And if you're not, that's okay. Check online. We'll post all of the audio eventually, minus the music. But if you're here tonight, if you're staying tonight and you're listening for real live,
for realsies,
we're going to play three songs. We're going to end it out. This is My OCD by Rhett and Link, followed by Part One, The Broken Bride by Ludo. And then we're going to end it all out with Man on Fire by The Megas. Really good stuff. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll see you next time on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
That picture frame, those hooded